الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضل فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. صدق الله العظيم. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom we thank, seek for help, and invoke for forgiveness. We seek refuge with Allah from the evils within ourselves, and I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his messenger. Dear brothers and sisters, we are in the last month of the year, December. Days and years are passing by. And this reminds us again and again, nothing is permanent and nothing is eternal except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the most important articles of faith is belief in the Day of Judgment, Yawmul Akhirah. The Day of Judgment highlights the belief in the importance of accountability and God consciousness in everything we do. But I should remind ourselves that accountability is not only what we do, but also what we don't do. So for this reason, we should do constantly muhasabatun nafs. It means self-evaluation, self-criticism. As Umar, the second caliph, radiallahu anhu, reminded us, he said, حَاسِبُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُحَاسَبُوا زِنُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ قَبْلَ أَن تُوزَنُوا. Hold yourself accountable before you are held accountable, and weigh your deeds before they are weighed for you. And Surah Al-Qari'ah, that short but beautiful chapter, and the name implies about the judgment day, talks about weight of good and bad deeds. And it goes in the middle of the chapter like, then as for one whose scales are heavy with good deeds, he will be in pleasant life. فَهُوَ فِي عَيْشَةِ الرَّاضِيَةِ. And then the other side, this beautiful chapter reminds us that, but as for one whose scales are light, his refuge will be in abyss, unfortunately. الْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ. May Allah protect us. And in regard to weighing of deeds, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said with emphasis, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَ إِذِنِ الْحَقِّ. And the weighing on that day of resurrection will be the true way. There will be no injustice. It'll be perfect. فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مَوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. And so, as for those whose scale of good deeds will be heavy, they will be successful. It means they will be in the eternal bliss with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all the prophets. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is urging us to do examining ourselves. And then, not only examining, when I say examining ourselves, I mean examine your intentions. Examine your deeds. And I am going to build my khutbah on the verse from Surah Al-Hashr. And this beautiful verse again reminds us the God consciousness, taqwa, and then connects with accountability. And it starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing to us believers. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullaha waltanzur nafsum ma qaddamat lighad. Wattaqullah. Inna Allah khabirun bima ta'malun. O you who have believed, be pious to Allah. Have consciousness of God. And let every soul look to what it has put forth for tomorrow. Prepare yourself. Hold yourselves accountable before you are compensated. And contemplate what you have kept for yourself. And wattaqullah again in the second time. The first starts with the invitation of taqwa. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu taqullah. And then again the second order. Wattaqullah. Be pious to Allah. Be righteous. Indeed, inna allaha khabirun bima ta'amaloon. Allah is all aware of what you do. And He knows all of your deeds and actions. Nothing that pertains to us ever escapes His observations. Nothing, big or small. Inna allaha la yakhfa alayhi shay'un fil ardi wa la fi samaa. Indeed, from Allah, nothing is hidden in the earth nor in the heaven. Now, we understand from the verse which I mentioned from Surah Al-Hashr that self-examination or accountability is one of the ways of reaching the peak of righteousness and piety. On this topic, Hassan al-Basri, one of the great scholars of our world, once said, I'm going to quote, he said, "The true believer is a guardian of his own self and continuously calls his soul to account for the sake of Allah. The judgment day will only be difficult for those who live the life of this world without ever examining their conscience and calling themselves to the account." He then explained that the essence of self-examination is when a believer pauses after having performed a deed and notices that he is negligent in the matter and then addresses himself by saying, "What did I intend with this deed?" إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. The intentions for every action is so crucial and so important. When you do it, before you do it, you always ask yourself, what is the purpose of this action? If you are doing it just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that means you are on the right direction. So we should always question our deeds before we act. That's why before we do any act of worship, and this is again the most important part of the prayer, we do intention. Be it our 5 daily prayers, be it our fasting, or your zakat, charity, or hajj. Always, intention has to be straight and just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With self-examination, we become aware of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supervision and closeness. As part of our responsibility, most of us constantly reflect on our financial gains and losses, right? We all do that. You just want to make sure that you are safe for the coming days, months, and year. And we try to figure out how to improve ourselves financially and to reach up to comfort level. But vigilant believers should also remember that we have to examine our spiritual well-being. We should pause at the end of every stage in our lives and give a critical look back at whatever we have said and done. We should call ourselves to an account. And this is very vital, brothers and sisters, if we want to our affairs to be upright and proper. At this point, I would like to share some of the benefits of examination of our conscience and calling ourselves to the account. First of all, through examining ourselves, we discover our weaknesses as well as our strengths. And this enables us the opportunity of working towards constructive plan. And this also, which leads us to the better future. And we learn from our mistakes. As they said, you sometimes win, sometimes learn. And the second, holding ourselves accountable and performing good deeds are the sign of wisdom and aspiration for things that may lead us to happiness and success. When I say this, I remember the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One time he asked his companions, he said, should I inform you about the wise and the foolish? And what would be the definition of wise man or wise person and foolish person in your world? And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Al-kayyisu, kayyis is the wise man. Al-kayyisu man dana nafsahu wa'amila lima ba'd al-maut. So the wise one, the wise people are the ones, those who hold their souls accountable and perform good deeds for their life after death. You not only prepare yourself for this world, but also, most importantly, for the life after. And then the opposite, he described al-ajiz, foolish. He said, وَالْعَاجِزُ مَنْ أَتْبَعَ نَفْسَهُ هَوَاهَا وَتَمَنَّى عَلَى اللَّهِ. And the foolish people are the ones, those who follow their carnal soul and always ask Allah to grant them their wishes, good or bad. So we can say that accountability is part of wisdom and wise people are accountable. Now, the next one. Holding ourselves accountable leads us to the regrets for the committed sins. This part is really important. And this leads us to repentance and seeking for forgiveness. Through repentance, we save ourselves from the failures of both worlds, here and after. And what happens if you don't hold ourselves accountable? This is an important question too. The effects of sins don't get erased. And that damages our spiritual well-being. And again, in the word of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he advised us by saying, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Again, everything goes back to God consciousness. Knowing that Allah is always with you. Knowing that Allah always sees you. Knowing that Allah always hears you. So, اتَّقِ اللَّهَ حَيْثُمَا كُنْتُ. Wherever you go, wherever you are, have taqwa of Allah, God consciousness. And then the second thing he said, وَأَتْبِعَ السَّيِّئَةَ الْحَسَنَةَ تَمْحُهَا. It means, do good deeds after doing bad ones. So the former will wipe out the latter. And the Quran also reminded us the same thing. فَإِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. The first thing, repent and do something good. That was also the advice of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Have God consciousness, and right after you sin, repent, and wipe out that sin by good deeds. And then the last one, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَخَالِقِ النَّاسِ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ. He said, and behave decently towards people. That means be humble, be kind, be nice, be generous, and be accountable. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسولنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Brothers and sisters, the greatest loss of abstaining from holding ourselves accountable is that the effects of sin remain embedded in our souls, and we day by day become more contaminated and become more distanced from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And but the dangerous part that we may not be aware of this, and oftentimes we imagine that we are doing perfectly fine. That is the most dangerous part of this thought. And for these type of people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us. And from another beautiful chapter, Surah Al-Kahf, that we read, recite every Friday, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ هَلْ نُنَبِّئُكُمْ بِالْأَخْسَرِينَ أَعْمَالًا. Say, shall we inform you of the greatest losers in their deeds? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not talking about disbelievers. He is talking about those who believe and act. And then he said, الَّذِينَ ضَلَّ سَعْيُهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ يَحْسَبُونَ أَنَّهُمْ يُحْسِنُونَ صُنْعَ. Those whose efforts have been wasted in this life, while they thought that they were acquiring good by their deeds. You think that you are doing good deeds, acting according to the teachings of the Quran and the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but you are losing something. And I think this verse is beautifully explained in the hadith of Muflis. What is Muflis? That's what Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked from his companions. Again, one time he was sitting with his companions, he asked, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ? And what is Muflis? And they looked at each other, and then they responded, one of them, قَالُوا, they said, أَلْمُفْلِسُ فِينَا مَنْ لَا دِرْهَمَ لَهُ وَلَا مَتَاعُ. And they said, the Muflis among us is the one without a dirham, means without money and wealth. And Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam faqal said, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ. Please pay attention here carefully. He said, the muflis in my ummah is the one who comes on the day of judgment with prayer, fasting, and zakat. And then, وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا. He said he comes with all the good deeds, but also he has insulted so-and-so, falsely accused so-and-so, eaten someone's wealth, spilled someone's blood, and struck someone. So at this point, what happens? And Prophet ﷺ said, فَيُعْطَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى مَا عَلَيْهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ. So at this point, his good deeds are given to them. If his good deeds finish before that which is upon him is not paid off, the sins of those whom he hurt are transferred into his account. He thought that he wasn't on the right track. He did good stuff, good deeds, but in the meantime, he did a lot of bad stuff. And the reason that I'm saying this, I don't want to put you into dismal feelings, or I don't want to, you know, put you doom and gloom, but just that's the point of the Quranic verses. If you look at the Quranic verses, it's not all about heaven. Unfortunately, this is one of the inclination most of speakers, I guess, this is my humble opinion. Of course, we should be always positive. Talk about good stuff. Talk about Jannah, paradise, bliss, beautiful. But Quran is not all about Jannah and paradise. We have to remind ourselves that there will be a consequence if we go into the other direction. That's why we have the verses of heaven and hell. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us ahead of time. He is saying that حُجِبَتْ الْجَنَّةُ بِالْمَكَارِ وَحُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. The path of Jannah, the paradise, is filled with difficulty. It is not easy to get up in the middle of the night and pray Salatul Fajr. It is not easy to break your work and then come to the masjid or a place that you worship, pray. And it is not easy to give 2.5% of your earning, your wealth. It might be difficult. Difficult to your nafs, your desire, carnal soul. But at the end of the day, with those you earn paradise. And the other way, Prophet ﷺ reminded us, وَحُجِبَتِ النَّارُ بِالشَّهَوَاتِ. And the path that takes you to hell is filled with things pleasing to your carnal soul. So, with this khutbah, my takeaway, brothers and sisters, take a moment and think and evaluate yourselves. Ask yourself, how is my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How are my prayers? How am I doing with halals and harams? And when your desires clash with the teachings of the Quran, which route do you take? Are you following your desires? Or are you following the teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And also ask yourselves, not only your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but your relationship with others. Ask yourselves, how is your relationship with your family members, with your mom and dad, your parents, with your brothers and sisters? And how are you doing with your neighbors, your colleagues? These are really important questions. That's why accountability, self-examination, self-evaluation is really important. And we will be held accountable. That's why Umar radiallahu anhu reminded us that before you will be held accountable, hold yourself accountable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being muflis, bankrupt. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us into the people who live their lives with muhasabatun nafs, self-evaluation, inshaAllah. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. آمين. والحمد لله رب العالمين. وأقم الصلاة.